Well, I've been
there a minute.
Year.
When was Volunteers of America established here in Reno? I know it's from Sacramento, right?
Well, it's actually a national organization.
Okay.
It's a national faith-based nonprofit organization.
Faith-based meaning Christian?
Yes.
Okay.
And our affiliate, Greater Sacramento and Northern Nevada, is 100 years old. We're celebrating our centennial this year.
Wow, 100 years old.
Yeah, and Volunteers of America is, it was established in 1896. It's the same family that started Salvation Army. And they came to America, and the name was suggested by Teddy Roosevelt.
I'll be darned.
That's right.
A good American.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me what your organization is about. I mean, it's pretty obvious. It's people volunteering to help other people.
It's very broad-based. Okay. Our mission is to reach and uplift all people. So
that is broad. Whoa.
It's pretty broad. But, you know, in Sacramento, we're very large, as you were kind of suggesting there, and we have about 40 programs in Sacramento. Here in Nevada, here in Northern Nevada, we operate the shelters in downtown Reno.
The family shelters.
The family shelter, the women's shelter, and the men's shelter.
Three different. Where are they? Where are they located?
These are all on Record Street, right?
Is that
near,
right by the Tent City?
The Tent City was a city operation that has now been dismantled.
So it's not there anymore?
No, it's not there anymore. The original. That spot was originally meant to be a day area for people to be on the campus. Have you been to our campus before?
I've been down there. I took blankets down to
I
them.
Need to give you a tour.
I would love it.
You would be
I know
amazed.
You know you do a lot of things over there.
And not just us. I mean, we are part of a larger team where we have the Hawk Clinic, we have the Good Shepherd Clothing Closet, Washoe County School District. And this year we just merged with Restart.
Which is the place next door for rehab? I know you can...
It's Reno Sparks Gospel Mission. Uh-huh. And we also work very closely with them. And then West Care has a triage center. I mean, this is really
Good
like a
grief.
Thriving village where most people, when they think of the homeless, they think of...
The river and cardboard boxes.
But,
yes.
But did you know that one-third of all homeless people in our country are children?
Aren't those the ones living in motels and places?
Yes. Homeless means you're living in a temporary situation. So that could be a shelter. It could be a motel, somebody's couch, a car, what have you. And you would be in our school district, Washoe County School District, there are 1,800 children identified as homeless.
Isn't that incredible?
It is. But what is even more incredible is all the amazing things that are going on.
And the people that want to help, that's the amazing part of it.
And we're actually trying to break that cycle of poverty for future generations.
And tell me how you're doing that. That's a big job.
It is. But it's exciting.
It is very
exciting.
It's exciting
work because to change somebody's life, to transform a community is exciting.
To watch children laugh again.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you would be amazed at not only are there a lot of really serious things going on, like case management, intensive case management and efforts. The whole goal is to get people out of the shelter and into more permanent housing.
But how do you do that without jobs?
Well, we work very hard to help people find jobs.
You do that too?
Oh, yes. Well, we partner with so many different agencies, not just nonprofits and also the local government, Washoe County, City of Reno, City of Sparks, but we partner with so many other nonprofits and churches and service organizations. For example, just on Friday, I met with a Girl Scout leader who for Make a Difference Day on October 22nd is going to host, they're going to do a blanket drive right there on the campus so people can come by on October 22nd. They don't even have to get out of their car.
You have people to come out and get them.
That's right. So blankets are huge.
And those are so important. We're going to get into our fall weather and then winter. And I mean, that's when I went out there, when Tent City was there, to drop off some blankets because they needed blankets. They were freezing down there.
We always need everything.
Oh,
we had another Girl Scout troop that did a bed linen and cleaning supply drive. We called it bed knobs and broomsticks. And they actually came down with brooms, mops, cleaning supplies.
How creative.
It was
awesome. Love that.
And that's the exciting thing, that fighting poverty does not have to be sad. It can be exciting.
Yeah, when you can help and you see some rewards from it and people getting what they need. But how would people find out what they can do? Is there a website where they can go and see what you need?
Absolutely. We are on the web, volunteersofamerica-nv.org.
Hyphen-nv.org.
It's a long one. Just do a search.
Volunteers of America.
Okay. We also have, you can follow us on Facebook. And we have, like we... Debbie McCarthy, who's here with me.
Hi.
We're sharing a mic.
Yes, we are.
Kiss. Okay, I'm kissing now.
Not kissing.
We're not that way, but you know.
JP, back off.
I'm sorry. Was I staring?
Yes, you
I
were.
I think he was staring.
He was drooling, too.
Okay, keep
going. So go ahead, yeah.
Okay, so Debbie is one of our STAR Advisory Council members, and she's she, along with Sandy Bountas, another Sandy, are planning our third summer series wine tasting event. It'll take place September 28th.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Luvabella.
Oh, Luvabella. They always love to get involved.
It's beautiful there, too.
They love to get involved in the community and help. They're such
Debbie
good people there.
Debbie Bolentini, female entrepreneur, wow. Girl power.
Yeah.
We love it. We
hey, do. Wait a minute.
You can be involved in girl power, JP. It's okay.
There's three of us and only one of you.
Look at that smile on his face. That smile going on. Uh-oh. So, Luvabella.
Yes, on September 28th. Tickets are $30, and it includes a flight of wine. And we're going to have appetizers from different local businesses. And most exciting, we have the arts, client-created art from a very special restart program this summer where we were showcased in Art Town 2011.
Fantastic.
And some of those pieces are going to be auctioned off. And you would be amazed because Restart deals with mental health support. Very critical.
Boy, is that
piece.
Important.
It sure is. And some of these folks who created this art battle
mental illness,
bipolar disorder, yes. Schizophrenia.
All of it, yeah.
And they worked with Very Special Arts Nevada. We got a special grant to do this program. And it is beautiful.
So they're going to be selling the art.
Debbie has seen it.
Yes, I have. It's amazing.
They're going to auction off. How many pieces do you think?
I think we'll have 4 to 5 pieces. It's not a tremendous number.
Tremendous help, though. Yes.
Well, and just as an example, one of the clients who participated is very severely disabled by schizophrenia, and he lived in Tent City for 2 years. Now, not only is he safely housed, but he's an artist.
Oh, see, cool. There's that what you were talking about.
That's right.
That good feeling
powerful.
That you get. Powerful can be
stuff.
Very happy. So that's at the summit. What time?
Yes.
The 24th.
Right next door to Dillard's.
Right. And what
28th.
Time? What time?
5:30.
5:30 till?
8. Till 8. We also have music by Stevie Bradford.
Oh good. Mention Stevie.
At the Eldorado. Mm-hmm.
He's awesome.
He's
great.
Awesome. Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
so he cares, too. That's why he's doing it for
so
us.
So many great things coming up for Volunteers of America, and you're always looking for volunteers. You're looking for help. You're looking for donations.
Well, we have the holidays coming up. I mentioned that we now have Lambda Chi Alpha, a UNR fraternity that's going to plan the Halloween party for our family shelter. Project 33 will take care of all the costumes for the children. We have so many people who come on campus and help do something fun and meaningful for themselves and for the people that we're serving.
How are you keeping all this straight? You're doing so much.
That's because she is an incredible woman.
Wow.
It's not just
friend.
That. You know what? She has a really big heart. And that's what it takes.
Well, and she's got to be an organizer, too. You got to have good organizing skills to do something like this.
She's a multitasker like all women and men over
she
here.
Probably, has men helping her. That's
of
probably.
Course she has men helping her. Of course she does. We need all the men help we can get.
You know who was one of the top men who helped? Mayor Robert Cashel.
Yes, he did.
Oh, Bob Cashel. Isn't he
Mayor
great?
Mayor Gino Martini.
Yes. They're both super. They are.
The jolly pair of mayors.
Yeah.
They
Sandy,
right
will you come back and join us and keep updating us
Anytime.
With all the wonderful things you're doing for Volunteers of America?
And can I just say, I listen to Sunny 106.9 at work all the time. fun to hear your voice.
You just keep listening over there, okay?
I will.
Thank you, Sandy, very much. Volunteers of America, please give and help. And I love it. It's
thank
beautiful.
You for having you.
Yes, you're welcome. Stick around. We'll be back. We have JP's Moment of Common Sense coming up. Get the tissues ready. You're with Broadview.
The Buzz.
Have you asked your parents or grandparents how they met? In a bar, at work, through friends? In a way, it's like saying we were in a room full of people and we made a wonderful connection. Well, today at Cupid.com, we have the same room full of people, only there's a much better chance that you'll make that wonderful connection. Imagine a place with 7.5 million monthly active users to choose from. Single people looking to meet someone just like you. Why don't you take a minute right now to join Cupid.com? It's free. Then install our app on your Facebook page. This way, you have all that Cupid.com has to offer. A secure email system, private instant messaging for endless chats, the ability to chat using your mobile phone, along with everything on Facebook. The like gallery, videos, horoscopes, and more. Are you looking for love? It all starts with dating. And now, dating is even easier when you do it online with Cupid.com.
Reno's new hands-on museum for kids, the Terry Lee Wells Nevada Discovery Museum, is now open in downtown Reno, 490 South Center Street. For more information, visit www.nvdm.org.
Cupid.com would like you to meet George.
Hi there.
George has been sitting on that bar stool pretty much every night for the last 5 years trying to meet someone.